Churches are made up of people with different viewpoints on quite a few things. How do we all get along? That's the topic of a new book called Love the Ones Who Drive You Crazy, 8 Truths for Pursuing Unity in Your Church. The author is Jamie Dunlop. He's an associate pastor at Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., and he's with us right now. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much, Todd.
Jamie, there's a certain chapter in the Bible, in the New Testament, that this book is focused on to help us all work together within our churches. What is it?
The book is, it just walks through Romans 12, a little bit of Romans 13, Romans 14, and the beginning of Romans 15. And the reason is because the churches in Rome were quite deliberately both Jew and Gentile, people from different cultures, people who had different beliefs about some religious things, even though they were all Christians. People who had a variety of many differences, and yet who were supposed to be the body of Christ. And Paul wrote these chapters to them. If you think about, you know, a significant piece of Romans 9 to 11 is that Jews and Gentiles are together. That's the theory. Romans 12, 13, 14, 50 is practice. So how is it actually going to look? We're one big happy family. How do we stay happy?
Well, it's sort of comforting to know that our situation today isn't as unique as we thought. I mean, people, even back in biblical times, were going through the very same things.
Oh, totally. I mean, if you think about the churches of the New Testament, the church in Jerusalem, right after Pentecost, was Hebrew and Hellenist, people from Greek culture, people from the Palestinian culture. They were young and old. They were rich and poor. They were slave and free. Eventually, they were Jew and Gentile. And yet, we see no indication whatsoever in the New Testament that they were balkanizing their churches, you know, Jews over here, Gentiles over there. It seems that God is particularly honored. We're with people who are very different from each other in the world's eyes, and yet we operate together as the family of God. And I think sometimes in our churches today, when we're experiencing disagreement and difference with other people at church, we feel like things have gone terribly wrong. I think we need to recognize that actually what may have happened is that we've really built the church on Jesus alone, despite all these differences. It's really hard, but this is exactly where God wants us to be.
Well, the scripture in Romans 12 that really stands out to me during these times is where Paul says, as much as is in you, live at peace with one another. That is just so profound. As much as you can.
Well, that's why, you know, Romans 12 begins, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. So he's kind of taken all the theology from Romans 1 to 11. He's saying, okay, all the ways that God has been merciful to you, that's what you're going to need to be able to love each other. Because if you feel like you're being asked to do something beyond your ability, you've understood the situation exactly right. Because if this was in your ability to do in your own strength, then it would not honor God, it would honor you. And so, yes, God is calling you to do something beyond what you can do because of the mercy he's shown to you. That's a very Christian situation to be in. It's precisely so that he can show off the beauty and the glory and the power of the gospel.
And this same chapter of Romans talks about renewing the mind. We hear that a lot, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The word testing really has the sense of validate. God's will is for, as we read a few verses later, for the church to be made of many members of very different types, but all one body. Don't think like the world does that says we need to have this kind of person in this church and that kind of person in that church, but show that God's will for the church to be diverse and yet unified to be what it really is, to be good and acceptable and perfect.
The book is called Love the Ones Who Drive You Crazy, 8 Truths for Pursuing Unity in Your Church by author and associate pastor at Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., Jamie Dunlop. Thanks, Jamie.
Well, it's a pleasure, Todd. Thank you so much.